We want to bring you up to date on people who obsessively study birds. Today was the final day of a marathon competition for bird watchers, the World Series of Birding, ended today with the winning team spotting 231 species. Nancy Solomon followed the youth division in the birding fields of Cape May, New Jersey.
Meep, meep.
I think I need to warm up my vocal cords.
The clock has just struck midnight, and 13-year-old Henry Wilton can barely contain his excitement. It's pitch black. He has slept little since leaving his Vermont home the day before, and this 24-hour marathon has just begun. Henry and his teammate, Sam Barocas, are ready to conquer the World Series of birding.
The number one goal for Henry and I is to see a black rail tonight.
People can spend almost their whole life searching for one and never find it.
I know, I can use my voice. It's kind of like the unicorn of the bird world.
So will the peanut work?
Okay, wait a minute.
What is it? That was a gray tree frog, I think.
It's only minutes until these five kids from Vermont, aged 13 and 14, identify their first bird, a Canada goose. Competitive birding works on the honor system. Each species can be found by sound or sight, and the entire team must confirm it. At night, almost all the identifying is done by listening. But when they come upon a pond with barely visible white objects, they get out a flashlight.
Oh my
yes,
God,
swans! No, those are swans.
Whoa.
This is the younger of two teams from Vermont, and there are 13 kid teams in all. The World Series of Birding is the brainchild of Pete Dunn of the New Jersey Audubon Society. Although he admits most of the 600 participants are middle-aged or older, he thinks birding is a great way for kids to get out of the house.
Yeah, I actually started when I was 7, and the reason was to get away from adults. Now I have parents that are calling me up and trying to figure out how to get their kids into birding and get them away from their joysticks and away from the television. How do I get my son outdoors, or daughter?
And what's your advice?
I say, give them a binocular, give them a field guide to the birds, walk away.
Teenagers from Vermont and Maryland compete in the World Series. The only thing they seem to have in common is they love nature. Teenagers often stay up all night, but not doing what Henry Wilton does.
This is such a long night, but the competition's just barely getting started. It's hard to believe.
The sun starts to rise and what birders call the dawn chorus begins. The younger team has identified 16 species so far, but as the birds begin to sing, mosquitoes the size of horseflies swarm the kids' heads. They struggle, but manage to focus on the birds.
I just heard a white-eyed vireo.
Yeah, I heard it too.
Yep, the chickpea owl chick.
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
Across the meadow, the older Vermont team quietly walks along a path next to a wooded area.
Hey, there goes a thrush.
This is 15-year-old Danny Growald's second trip to the World Series.
The mosquitoes, the mud, the smelly swamps, it's all paid back for by the experience of getting to go out and see all these incredible creatures.
By midnight Saturday, neither Vermont team had won. The honors went to the local Cape May Sharpies, who identified 166 birds. Today, after a night's sleep, the Vermonters headed back to the meadows in search of the lark sparrow that got away. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Cape May, New Jersey.